This is an extemporaneous prayer treatment on the topic of the platform, plank number 3 of 32. This is presented by the Mary Baker Eddy Institute. Website mbeinstitute.org. Following is the original text from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, Chapter 10, Science of Being, page 330. The topic to this plank number 3 is Evil Obsolete. As the first introductory quote to Science and Health states, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." We want to be free of being tricked by or mesmerized or decoyed by anything at all. We want only the truth, and we can only get that from the one and only mind, which is the mind of God, because mind includes omni-intelligence, which means one, only, and all. So there is no other intelligence. So that must be our source. Forget about what is called AI or artificial intelligence. That is only a fake of the real intelligence. It is based on basically matter. Now, AI could include spiritual facts. It could include a database from all of Mary Baker Eddy's books. And if we can find the answer to just the resources that we know are going to be telling the truth about spirit and everything else that God represents, the seven synonymous terms are mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, then we may have something that would be of value. Something that is very interesting that unfolds as we devote our effort to study is that we will have ideas that come to us that otherwise would not reveal themselves. Now, all truth is within consciousness. So if we put our consciousness aside so that we are going to let the consciousness of God be the only thing that we pay attention to, and of course, that's easy to do in terms of the formula, the effort required may be a little different task. In fact, it is a lot different task. The task is a lot different. Mary Baker Eddy warns us that we are barraged constantly with suggestions of so-called mortal mind. In fact, as soon as we are visibly apparent in this world, the very first event is chaos, crying. Somehow the doctor thinks that he has to spank the child in order to get circulation going. But every action is an action of God. There is no premature action, inaction, overaction, reaction, any lack of action, diverted action, diluted action. Every action is a perfect action if we realize that God is omni-action. Again, omni is one, only, and all. So the only real action is the action of God. The only real thinking is listening to the knowing of God. The only real wisdom is letting the intelligence and all of the other qualities of God, knowing, for example, guide us, and then we will have the wisdom. Mary Baker Eddy says that as one gets older in terms of a Christian calendar or a material sense of age, then one, if they are wise, will utilize that experience to have revealed to them more wisdom. So a greater sense of wisdom is the result of more experience, which comes with more age to material sense, but really it comes to us from more growth in our spirituality. We could be 200 years old, but if we ignored our experiences instead of learning from them, then we're not going to gain wisdom. We're just going to get more and more set in the ways of a mortal, which lead to one thing, D-E-A-T-H, of the B-O-D-Y, that is deemed to be M-A-T-E-R-I-L. M-A-T-E-M-A-T-T-E-R. So if we're on a material realm, thinking of matter as being substance instead of spirit, then we are not going to be progressing, because a brain's not going to do it. A brain is a pulpy substance made out of a so-called matter substance. So the door is open for us to gain the truth about anything we so desire. But we have to make the effort. If you want to be good in any kind of a sport, you need to be practicing and taking lessons from someone that knows more about it than you do. If you want to become more expert in your business, you need to find out everything you can about that business from a human level. And then you apply the spirituality of it so that your real animus is from love, not from a desire for more money or more customers or more of anything. If fear comes into any analysis, you will guaranteed to be having a false conclusion. And of course, that's what a lot of business is all about. They fear this or fear that. They fear they're not going to make enough profit, or they fear their expenses are going to be too high, or they fear the public's not going to want their product or whomever their market is. But real spiritual results are not based on fear. It's not based on artificial intelligence. It's not based on a brain. Real success in anything is going to be based on whether or not we are giving versus taking. So let's take a look at this text. Evil obsolete. The notion that both evil and good are real is a delusion of material sense, which science annihilates. Science annihilates. That's the chapter title, Science of Being. So very appropriate that the platform of 32 planks is in this chapter. It's a scientific approach to becoming spiritual, becoming more spiritual, to be revealing to ourselves what we already are. We're not matter. The physicist, back I think it was around 1900, when they first discovered quantum physics, It was right there. They realized that as they kept breaking down the atom, there was nothing left but what they were expecting to be left. It was the consciousness of the observers that determined what the substance was that they were observing and researching. Chew on that a while. The consciousness of the observer determines the substance of what is being viewed. Very interesting results come from the real serious researchers, even in the physical world, so-called physical realm. There were researchers in physics that all their life devoted their time to trying to discover what makes the world tick. They were looking for the root notions. Now, if they came after 1866, and especially after 1910, when Mary Baker Eddy's final edition of Science and Health was made available to the public, they would find that she discovered this in 1866 and further cultivated to her final, which is edition number 432 of the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. But we have to be ready. Genesis 1 says, "And God said, let us make man after our image and likeness." And then it says, "So God made man after his image and likeness." Jesus had trouble healing in the area where he grew up. They thought of him as either a little boy or, I suppose, a carpenter, but certainly not someone that was labeled the Messiah. So what did Jesus do? He left. He went off to where he would be appreciated, where the healings would be open to a receptive heart, a receptive thought, a door of consciousness that was open to progress. And that's what we need to do. If we feel inspired to talk to someone about Christian Science or any subject, if they're not receptive, don't try to change their mind. They have to be ready. Everyone has to work out their own salvation. If they're not ready and willing to have an open thought, they're not the kind of people you should even have as friends. If someone's going to be set in their ways, they're not going to be able to progress. And that should be our primary number one goal, is to progress. Mary Baker Eddy says, infinite progression is concrete being. The subject of this chapter is stated, science of being. What is being? Being isn't stationary. It's not static. It's not rigid. It is life that is moving forward with spiritual progress, reaching toward infinitude. Infinity has absolutely no limits. So if we're going to look for continual progress, we don't want to be looking toward something that is finite. Evil is a belief that everything is finite. Everything. Here's a definition of evil from the glossary. Actually, in looking in the glossary, there is no definition of evil, but it's close enough. There's a definition of devil. And what is devil? A D in front of an evil. So here's the definition of devil. Evil. How about that? Evil is defined as the devil. So evil, a lie, error, neither corporeality nor mind. The opposite of truth. A belief in sin, sickness, and death. Animal magnetism or hypnotism. The lust of the flesh, which saith, I am life and intelligence in matter. There is more than one mind, for I am mind, a wicked mind, self-made or created by a tribal god and put into the opposite of mind, termed matter. Thence, to reproduce a mortal universe, including man, not after the image and likeness of spirit, but after its own image. Thence to put into the opposite of mind, termed matter. Well, mortal mind is the subject and matter is the object of mortal mind. Brain, the object of mortal mind. It's not anything that exists by itself. There's no thinking that can take place by itself. Mortal mind has to activate it. Now, how do you activate real intelligence? By learning about God. Learning about mind with a capital M. And as Mary Baker Eddy discovered a way to have an alphabet that would define the spiritual as distinguished from the material of a word that is spelled the same way, she decided, and it was revealed to her, to utilize capitalization of the first letter. So mind with a capital M does not mean a brain. It does not mean human thinking. It means God. And God, as mind, represents many things, one of which is intelligence. And I mentioned a couple of others, knowing, wisdom. There's several, I think, I don't know, 40 or more terms. In fact, I'll read them to you from a list that we have on our website. This is in alphabetical order. Action, all, ability, apprehend, all faculty, author, basis, comprehend, cause, controls, creates, creative ability, desire, delivers, directs, discovers, dominion, expresses, emanates, first, and that's with a capital F, forces, forms, faculties, guides, govern, heals, image, idea, immortal, immortality, includes, influence, intelligence, intuition, knows, law, leads, light, mandate, manifests, makes, medicine, metaphysics, multiplies, might, origin, one, parent mind, and that mind is capitalized, perfect, power, presents, produces, perception, revelation, reveals, science, that's capital S, supreme, source, thought, wisdom, and will. Now those are all from Science and Health, and they're capitalized. In other words, the word mind is capitalized, and a sentence typically would say, like, mind is supreme. or the source of mind. Or the thought is from mind. You know, anything that indicates that mind is really the subject, the core source. Now, she also uses 16 words that are the opposite of mind, and they are as follows: accident, brain, belief, darkness, heredity, hypnotism, ignorance, illusion, limits, materia medica, matter, MMP, and that's a period after each one, which really means malicious malpractice, mesmerism, mind's many, mortal, and nerve. So there's nothing in there that indicates that mind is artificial. The term used for AI gives it away. Artificial intelligence. God is not artificial. God is the real thing, the reality, the only reality. And of course, since God is omni-intelligence, then anything coming from a different source than God is not intelligence. It's a facade. It's the fake version. In other words, it's unreal. One very serious problem we have with brain is that it says right here that it produces itself. It says there is more than one mind. This is the definition of devil. It's the belief that there's more than one mind, for I am mind. In other words, it claims intelligence of itself. A wicked mind. It even tells us. Self-made or created by a tribal god and put into the opposite of mind, termed matter. Thence, to reproduce a mortal universe. See, that's the thing Mary Baker Eddy warned us about. We are being barraged by erroneous beliefs, and they're compounded one lie upon another, compounding upon compounding. And it says a mortal universe, including man, not after the image and likeness of spirit, but after its own image. So we don't want to touch that sucker with a 10-foot pole. As a matter of fact, one of the most aggressive things Jesus ever said was, "Get behind me, Satan." Anytime he was tempted, that's exactly what he would say. We cannot go wrong by saying the same thing. We need to always correct anything that we hear that is not godlike. Call it out. That's a lie. That's not true about me or anyone else, or true about any event. An example would be an accident. There are no accidents in divine mind, because divine mind is not chaos. Divine mind is divine principle in that it is balanced and harmonious all the time. In fact, the mind of God is the mind of intelligence, the mind of principle. And the principle of God is the system and structure of mind, because principle represents structure, and mind creates the system, or recognizes or identifies through soul, because soul is spiritual sense. So every quality of God is identified through our understanding of the spiritual sense of soul, which means that we understand that the only substance is spirit, and since soul represents sense, the only sense that is real is spiritual sense. So when we're thinking about what evil is, in fact, the very first word it says is a lie. Under the definition devil, it says evil, a lie, error. Neither corporeality nor mind. So there's no body to evil. If you think you know of an evil person, it would behoove you to study this definition thoroughly. There is no person that is evil. There is no individual that is evil. There is no idea of God that is evil. And ideas of God are the only individuals that exist. That's what you are. That's what I am. That's what everyone is. Forget about personality, because that is the mortal mind view of individuality. Individuality is the spiritual idea of God. Personality is a projection of mortal mind, brain, composed of matter. In fact, even a chemist will tell you that the body is made up of a very high percentage of water. There's nothing there. We're all wet. We're all water. We may as well be like a fish. We're made of water. Of course, a fish wouldn't be made of water, or they would probably dissolve in their own habitat. Okay, so let's get back to the actual text of this third plank. I shall read it again. Evil obsolete. That's the title. The notion that both evil and good are real is a delusion of material sense which science annihilates. Let me read to you the definition of good, because this says it's not both evil and good. On page 587, Mary Baker Eddy defines God as the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. And on that same page is the definition of G-O-O-D, good. It is defined as God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, and omniaction. When you think about the definition of God with the definition of good, that doesn't leave much out. There's another definition of God on page 465, which is the recapitulation chapter, which is a summary of chapters 1 to 13. It is chapter 14, recapitulation. And there she defines God as incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. She says right there, no body, B-O-D-Y, because God is incorporeal, divine. Divine means perfect, supreme, above everything else, and infinite, no limit in any direction. We couldn't have infinite progression if we had limits. Finite progression? Forget that. You're on the wrong path. You're not on the path of truth if you're going to be following finite progression. You want something of value. You don't want sand on the beach. You want concrete on the mountain. That's obviously symbolic. In fact, the Bible says if we have faith, we can move a mountain. But it's symbolic as indicating something stable and reliable and solid. But the only thing that's really solid is the substance of spirit, not of rocks. Even granite. How about a diamond? It's supposed to be one of the hardest surfaces in the world. Here's the rest of the definition, again, of plank number 3, the title of which is Evil Obsolete. It says, evil is nothing, no thing, mind, nor power. Use that in a storm, as well as an accident, a hurricane, flood, eruption of a mountain. You know, anything. You know, volcanic ash can't have any power. It can't even get things dirty if we think of the only substance as being spirit. Evil is nothing. No thing. In fact, that's what nothing is. Two words, no thing. Mind nor power. So a storm could not have power. Mary Baker Eddy required the individuals that were living in her home with her, which were hand-selected by her in order to help promote Christian Science. And she said that everyone had to know how to handle the weather. Just like Jesus. When the disciples were all worried while they were out at sea or on a lake, whatever it was, there was a storm that came up and they got all excited and he was sleeping. He wasn't bothered with it. And when they awoke him, he said, peace, be still. So in other words, peace is the reality. And the camouflage, which is coming as a storm, he commanded to disappear, dissolve to its native nothingness. Peace, be still. As manifested by mankind, it stands for a lie. This is the definition of evil in the Evil Obsolete plank number 3. Evil stands for a lie. A lie. It's lie upon lie, lie upon lie, compounded. Nothing claiming to be something. It's common for Christian Scientists to call fear the same kind of a reasoning. False evidence appearing real, for the initials of FEAR. False evidence appearing real. Nothing claiming to be something. Lust, dishonesty, selfishness, envy, hypocrisy, slander, hate, theft, adultery, murder, dementia, insanity, inanity, devil, hell, with all the et cetera's that word includes. I shall read the definition of depravity, which is from page 115, which is the lowest level of the 4 levels of the system of Christian Science. I will read it now, but you need to be aware that there are overlapping words that are used because they're basically looking at the same thing. It's called depravity, and it has a subtitle of unreality, and underneath that a subtitle of physical. Okay, here's the definition of depravity. Evil beliefs, passions, and appetites. Fear, depraved will, self-justification, pride, envy, deceit, hatred, revenge, sin, sickness, disease, death. So that's the lowest level in the study of the system of divine metaphysics that Mary Baker Eddy refers to on page 146, where she says that divine metaphysics has now been reduced to a system. And of course, the system comes from mind, because mind does all the knowing, it is all the intelligence. Mary Baker Eddy asked Laura Sargent, one of her top people that was in her home, living there to promote Christian Science and move the movement forward. And she said, "Do you sometimes forget, Laura?" And what do you think her response was? Mind never forgets. If you're going to be dealing in the physical, in other words, the brain, it's subject to everything that is unproductive. Forgetting is unproductive. Suppose we're working on a project and we need some information that we had already researched and we don't remember what it was. We can yield to mind. We can do a little treatment to ourselves. We can say, "I have only one mind, and that's the mind of God. That is my mind." Because it says in Science and Health, there's only one mind. And of course, everything that is in Science and Health is supported by the Bible. You're going to find many minds if you study about Adam and Eve. But what is the very first thought in chapter 2, where it talks about Adam and Eve? It says, there went up a mist. M-I-S-T. Mist. Are you going to be able to see clearly in a mist? Think of a misty mind, a misty brain. Are you going to be able to think clearly? A misty anything. It stands for not purity, but something that tries to interfere with purity. So we don't want to depend on that for anything whatsoever. Nada. Nothing. We have to declare that it is nothing. So all of these things, evil beliefs, passion, appetites, fear, depraved will, self-justification, pride, envy, deceit, hatred, revenge, sin, sickness, disease, death. It's all under the topic of unreality and all under the subtopic of physical. And the main topic is depravity. So we don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. When Jesus was asked, what is the most important commandment of all? He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. Mary Baker Eddy tells us we cannot love the invisible, which is anything that's spiritual. We can't love something that is spiritual without loving its symbol, which is visible. A loving, considerate, tolerant, patient, caring, nurturing individual is a symbol of spiritual love, because those are all spiritual qualities. We need to recognize, give credit where credit is due. Suppose you're shopping. Should you say anything to the clerk? How about greet them? Good morning. Ask them, is your day going well? I hope so. It's a beautiful day. You're doing a wonderful job helping me. Are they serving you? They're helping you. Thank you for serving me. Thank you for your service. At the store I go to, there's a bagger. And they're typically people that are retired that want to earn some money to supplement whatever their other sources are. Do you always tip them? They depend on tips. That's their source. Whether they do anything for you or not is not what's important. Are we supposed to give only if we receive? That's the opposite of the golden rule. Do unto others what you would have others do unto you. Not wait until someone else does something for you and then give something to them. Even a criminal, so-called, will do things for people that do things for them. Our duty is to give and not be thinking about receiving. Our duty is to give. Jesus healed 10 lepers. He didn't wait and see if they were going to give him some benefit out of it. And only one out of the 10 even said thank you. If we don't conduct our life as a life of giving, then we're not being a Christian Scientist or even a Christian. We should patronize those who are doing a good job and have a good business and treat you right, treat everyone right. Do unto others. If we're operating a business and we're really first class on our customer service, we will be appreciated. We don't want to give first class customer service because we want to get something out of it. We want to do it because that's the right thing to do. That's the right way to run a business. My dad was in business his whole life. And he said, there is no money that can buy the advertising that a satisfied customer will provide. Now, that shouldn't be your motive for having a customer satisfied, but that's just a statement that says how effective it is. We want to make sure our customers are satisfied if we never see them again. We should never give with its motive being to receive. If we do, we lose the real benefit of giving. Solomon asked God to give him the wisdom to run his kingdom properly and to be fair to his people, all the people in his kingdom. And because he was expecting and asking for nothing, he became the most abundant individual in the history of the Bible. Probably to this day, he would be considered more wealthy than anyone else in terms of material possessions. But he didn't look on them as material. When Queen of Sheba went to visit him, he said, you know, his wealth is greater than what can be described in words because everyone is happy. It's a feeling that they have of wholeness and completeness because of his attitude about everyone. Solomon loved everyone. I shall close by reciting the diapason of heaven for spirit, and that's a direct diapason from Mary Baker Eddy. And spirit, because we've been dealing with matter and evil and so forth. And this is, spirit represents good, which is the opposite of evil, and it represents spirit, which is the opposite of matter. So I shall read that one to you. And she gave her class of 1898 seven different ones, one for each of the seven synonymous terms. So here is the one for spirit. And this will close this prayer treatment on plank number 3 of the platform, page 330, Science and Health. Diapason of Heaven with a focus on spirit. We must declare often that spirit is not an invisible personality inhabiting a material body. Spirit has no other meaning than God and substance. We must declare there is only one spirit, and that is God. Spirit is my God, and my God is spirit, individual, incorporeal, immaterial. Spirit is enthroned in my consciousness. Matter and personal sense are not enthroned. We must declare these statements for ourselves in our work. Amen. This is November 15, Saturday at 10:18, and this has been plank number 3 of the platform out of a total of 32 from page 3:30, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Thank you for listening. The end.